Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3473BN. Today's date is October 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Requests Military Protection. Military is the only way. Trump controls the top. Let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you could see they're now panicking over Kamala Harris. Right now, she has two men going on the campaign trail. One of them is Barack Obama, the other one, Bill Clinton. And they need to pump her up because she is dropping in the polls like we've never seen before. Now, really think about this. They're continually telling everyone, look, this is going to be the first woman president, but she needs two men to go campaign for her. I mean, really think about this for a second. And Obama, he is out there. And if you notice, he is in focus right now. And he's trying to convince the people that the only reason you're not voting for her, and he's talking to the black population, is because she's a woman. No, what these people really understand is that Biden and Harris, they destroyed the economy. Biden and Harris, they opened the borders. And by having the borders open, a lot of the jobs are being taken away from these individuals in the inner cities. This is what they understand. And the people of this country understand this. But once again, Obama is out there trying to convince everyone that when Trump came into office, he was able to make the economy great because it's really Obama's economy. But the question really is, why would he be saying this? Because why would he be telling everyone that it was his economy? Because once again, Kamala's running for president and his economy has nothing to do with her economy. So is he running to be president, or is he pumping someone else up to run in the place of Kamala? It's starting to seem that way, which is very, very interesting. Because when you look at CNN, MSNBC, you could see all these people now are panicking over Kamala Harris. The poll numbers and everything that they did is completely wearing off. It didn't work. They created a candidate out of nothing, and they thought this was going to work. Or did they really understand that it was never going to work and they just couldn't hop over her and replace her? So they had to go with her and then after that, move on to the next person. And the only way she can step out of this or remove herself from this situation is to say that she has some type of illness and she can no longer run for president. Now, once again, does she have enough time? Does Obama have enough time to do all of this? Maybe, maybe not, maybe not. Maybe they'll slip someone in at the last moment, the last 2 weeks, maybe. Who knows? Let's see how this all plays out. But you could definitely tell that the deep state players, they are preparing for chaos after the election. They're already talking about how they're not going to certify. Jamie Raskin's already talking about a civil war. They're already letting everyone know what they're planning to do. And what's very interesting, and the Washington Post put this out, and we'll have to see if it is true, it says Trump is requesting military protection because of the threats from Iran. Now, I do believe Iran is the cover story. I do believe the threats are coming from the deep state players, from those people within this country. And yes, the deep state players, what they do is they use other countries to make it look like the manipulation and the threats are coming from other places when they're really coming from the deep state players in this country. And we have to remember, Trump, he is the commander in chief. I do believe going back to 2020, when the deep state players and foreign governments had the insurrection in this country, the military was engaged, which basically null and void the Posse Comitatus Act. And the military has been monitoring the situation this entire time. Remember, Trump, since he's the commander in chief, he controls everything from the top. And I do believe we're coming full circle right now where he wants military protection. He wants the military to actually protect him from what is coming. And what is coming? I do believe it is the storm. Because now the deep state players, they're going to pull out all the stops. Remember, they have to stop what's about to happen, where Trump is going to win the election. Now, do I think there's going to be a winner on election day? Well, we might hear that there is a winner, but I do believe the deep state players, they're going to use chaos. Because again, if you're not going to certify the election, if you're going to try to stop it, you can't have the VP now send the results back to the states, because the D's, they passed a law saying we can't do that anymore. They were trapped in all of this. Trump actually tricked them. So the only way to try to stop this is to create some type of an emergency, to create an event where it stops the certification of the election. So they just can't say, hey, by the way, I think the elections were manipulated and Trump was cheating, and this is why we're not going to certify. They're really going to have to show the people and create an emergency event, almost like January 6, 2021, because they created an emergency. They took the power away from Pence, gave it to Nancy Pelosi, and they moved under an emergency type of situation where they went ahead and they certified the election. So there has to be some type of an emergency that is going to happen. Now, is it going to happen during the election? I do believe we'll probably see chaos. I do believe they'll say there's manipulation. But as we get closer to January 6th for the certification of the election, I do believe that's when they're going to pull out all the stops. Now, between the election period of time and January 6th, they're going to have to build up war. They're going to have to build up events. They're going to have to build all this up. They're going to have to actually put the narrative out there so people believe what is going to happen on January 6th. So this is one of the only ways that they can actually say we're not going to certify. They have to create an emergency situation. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're getting prepared for this. And I do believe if this story is true from coming out of the Washington Post that he's requesting military, I think he already has the military. But again, to explain it to the people, it'd be very, very difficult. So to request the military because Iran is a threat, people would accept that because you know why? DHS already put it out there. And it's already been reported that Iran cyber attacked his campaign. They already put it out there that Iran was trying to assassinate him. So it's not that far-fetched that, hey, Trump would like to take this to the next level because they don't know, he doesn't know what they're going to do. And we need the military to protect. He needs the military to protect himself. And over his home, the flight path, because the flights now go directly over Mar-a-Lago, they're going to have to be diverted and no planes can be flown over his home, which is a no-fly zone. So I do believe he's setting this up because we're entering a period of time where I do believe the storm is coming. Now, once again, does this mean we're going to have justice during this period of time? No, this is the battle between the good guys and the bad guys and the people of this country, which is part of the good guys and the bad guys. I do believe later on, once Trump is actually declared the president, that's when you're going to see the client list come out. Because remember, the justice part of it is now, since everyone's awake, the justice part of it is to show people, look, these people are treasonous. These people are criminals. So look, all of a sudden the Epstein client list came out. Oh, look, Diddy's information and the videos and everything else came out. I do believe we're going to see those things afterwards when we're going after these people, because they're going to be brought up on charges of treason. They're going to be brought up on charges of many other things. And to actually seal the deal, people are going to see that these same individuals, they were on Epstein Island and they were also involved with Diddy. And we'll probably see a lot more. But you can see how this is all playing out and you can see where all of this is headed. I'm going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Hurricane Helene, because we're starting to find out a lot of information on how Kamala Harris really doesn't care. She's actually making sure that people can't go and vote. She's making sure that these people don't get assistance. And the Hodge twins put this out on X and says, Kamala Harris ordered the North Carolina National Guard to load disaster relief supplies onto a cargo plane just for a photo op with the intention of never sending the supplies to storm victims. This disqualifies her from running for office. Don Jr. responded to this and says, oh my God, it never ends. And you could see they definitely have a mission. They're definitely following a plan, because again, when you're losing in the polls and you don't care about the American people and you don't want the conservatives to vote, you try to stop them from voting. And you could see this is exactly what she's trying to do. And it's not just her. It's Obama and the deep state players, because they could see from the polls and their internal polls, they could see that they're in a lot of trouble right now. Remember, everything that they did when Biden decided not to run and he went ahead and said, okay, Kamala's running, they created a candidate that was a loser and they tried to build up a loser into something that she's not. And the whole thing was fake. All those poll numbers that you're hearing on Newsmax, all the poll numbers that you're hearing on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and the rest, those were all coming from the corrupt pollsters. And they needed to convince the people that this was the choice. This was the person. This is the one the delegates have to pick. But again, the illusion only lasts that so long. And then the illusion dies off, because you could fake it just for so long. And then the people start to realize, you know something? She's fake. The polls are fake. Everything that they've been doing is fake. Nobody believes it. And now they're left with this candidate that is destroying herself. And I think Obama and Clinton, they know that she's done for. This is why they decided to go out on the campaign trail. I don't think they're pushing her. I think they're trying to push something else. And I think they're trying to push other people in to replace her. They're letting her go out and they're letting her destroy herself. So this way people lose all hope, which is happening right now. You could see it on the fake news. You could see it on certain podcasts. They are now losing hope, just like they lost hope with Biden. And the people now are going to say, holy crap, we have nothing. She can't do this. Is there anyone else that we can get at this point? Is there anyone else that can, you know, run against Trump? I think Obama wants the people to beg for it. He's not just going to give it to the people. He wants the people to become depressed, upset. And this way the people say, we accept anything that you give us. And I think this is the mission that they're on right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and you can see the deep state players, they love to mock the people of this country, the Christians, the Catholic, the Jews, you name it. And we had Gretchen Whitmer. She put out a video. She's wearing a Harris Waltz hat. It's like a bizarre dominatrix video. And she's actually giving this individual a Dorito. And it looks like she's mocking the sacred Catholic ritual of priests giving the Holy Eucharist to a parishioner at Mass. When the people tell you who they truly are, they're telling you. They're showing you every step of the way. Tim Murtaugh says, let's be clear what's happening in this video. Governor Whitmer of Michigan is pretending to give communion to the leftist podcaster on her knees, using a Dorito as the Eucharist while wearing a Harris Waltz hat. Do they want zero Catholic votes for Harris? They already know that they're doomed. They already know they don't got the Catholic vote. They already know that she's most likely not going to be the candidate. Maybe she will. Maybe she'll play it all out. Actually, it will benefit Trump quite a bit. But you could see that at this point, they're showing you who they truly are. The Catholic vote put this out and said, how else can this be interpreted other than mockery of Catholics and the sacrament of Holy Communion? Not to mention the distasteful pornographic innuendo. Gretchen Whitmer is only the latest example of the gross anti-Catholic bigotry festering inside the Democratic Party. Absolutely. And I think the people see it. I think the people see it all. They realize that Kamala Harris has been lying to them about the border, about the economy, about everything. And her entire scripted campaign is just that scripted. There are now people in the audience repeating exactly what she says during these town halls, during the interviews, during all these things, because it's the same script. Hopes, dreams. Yeah, everyone has them. But how do we get there? She can't explain that part. And people aren't buying that she's from a middle-class family anymore. It's run its course. And everyone realizes now that she's part of everything that has gone wrong in this country. Right now, 60% say Kamala Harris hasn't clearly explained her immigration policies. And that's absolutely true, because her policies are open borders, bring as many people in here, to fund the police, get rid of ICE. Those are our true policies. All you got to do is go back a little bit in time and you could see them as clear as day. And you could see as clear as day, the deep state players, they are getting prepared and ready for a communication blackout. I don't think it's a coincidence that we see all of a sudden these telecom companies, all of a sudden they go down. We're starting to see Microsoft, they're losing connection and they go down. We're seeing cyber attacks on the water filtration system, cyber attacks on all these different areas. It's not a coincidence that all this is happening. This is what the deep state players do. They build the narrative up and they get the people used to all these things having problems. And they get people used to cyber attack after cyber attack. Because when the big one hits, they could say, look, it's the biggest cyber attack. You see, we were very, very vulnerable. We knew it from the past. And look what happened. And I do believe we're heading down this way. And they don't want people looking in the past. And I do believe this is why they've been attacking the Internet Archive, which is the Wayback Machine. And right now, the Internet Archive is offline for over 24 hours after the massive hack. Data right now has not been corrupted. Services are currently stopped to upgrade internal systems. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. And hopefully they can stay up and running during this period of time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players, they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people. They've been passing these unconstitutional laws. And I do believe any legislature or any governor or mayor or anyone that signs unconstitutional laws, I do believe they should be removed from their position automatically. Because, again, they took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And then they come out with laws that are completely against the Constitution. They knowingly do this, especially when the Supreme Court says this is unconstitutional, and then they try to work around it. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. And out in New York, you can see there's another win for the Second Amendment. A federal district court struck down part of a law that made it illegal to carry a firearm on private property without a clear form of consent from the owner. The U.S. District Court of the Western District of New York reached its decision in Christian v. James by finding that New York Penal Code 265.01D's restriction on private property open to the public is unconstitutional and enjoining the state from enforcing it. So once again, they tried to do this, but they didn't want people carrying their weapon in public parks or any of these places. They said it's private property. But again, it is completely unconstitutional. Everything that they're doing, it's unconstitutional. And they didn't complete their mission to get the weapons away from the people, which means the people now have the ability to defend themselves against their troops. Who are their troops? It's the illegals that they brought into this country. They didn't bring in the families. They brought in men who are military age. They brought in criminals, drug traffickers, human traffickers, terrorists, gang members to go after the American people. That's what they have done. And they didn't want the American people to have weapons to defend themselves. So Obama's insurgency and his mission has completely and utterly failed. Remember, it was the 16-year plan. Infiltrate the schools, educate the young, make them think these crazy thoughts, take away the weapons, open the border, destroy the economy, prepare everyone for a takeover of this country, prepare everyone for the destruction of the Constitution, bring the country then to war. That is their plan in a nutshell. And it looks like they're not getting what they want. The only thing they have left is war. And what's very interesting is that the Hungarian government announced it will seek to prevent a vote on the European Union's participation in the 50 billion group of seven loan to Ukraine. They want this after the U.S. election, which is very, very interesting because Ursula von der Leyen, she slammed Viktor Orban after he spoke to the European Parliament. And she says, you're cozying up to Putin. So they're not going to get the money, which means I wouldn't be surprised if there's some type of an event that occurs out in Ukraine to make the case why they need the money, which actually will probably make the case of why we're heading into World War III. So I do believe they're prepared and ready to do this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. And we can see that, yes, we have places around the world where one thing that goes wrong, it could bring us into World War III. And I do believe we're approaching that. Now, does that mean we're going to enter World War III next week? I do believe from now into the inauguration or the certification of the election, we're going to see things really ramp up like we've never seen before. Remember, the presidential election is not the end of it. The deep state doesn't go, ah, crap, Trump won. All right, we're out. Let's, you know what? It's a wrap. We're done here. No, they're going to fight to the very, very end. Trump knows this. Trump knows that these people, they will push back very, very hard. He knows that they're not just going to go quietly into the night. He knows that these people are evil, devious, and he knows that they will do harm to the American people. They'll try, at least. I don't think they'll be able to do it, not with the military that's in control of the country. But again, you have to remember, when the police chase down a criminal and the criminal's running and they have a weapon and they crash their car and there's 20 police say, put your hands up, surrender. What do most criminals do? They shoot back and they run. What do you think the deep state's going to do? Because they know the alternative. The criminal knows the alternative. Well, if I surrender right now, I'm going to jail. At least if I shoot back and I make a run for it, at least I have a chance to maybe get away. The deep state's thinking the same thing. If we push back, if we have events, if we try to bring the country to war, we might have a chance of escaping all of this. And that's what they're going to try to do. Do I think it's going to work? No, I don't. But they're going to try it. And yes, it's going to look very dark. Yes, will they create events? Yes, they'll do all these things. So get prepared for this. Get ready for what is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that during the October 7th slaughter and kidnapping of Israelis, because it was the one-year anniversary, Kamala Harris went out and she used a shovel, but everyone said when you looked at her, she never used a shovel before, even though she grew up in a middle-class family. She doesn't know how to use a shovel. She was dressed in a certain outfit, looked like a brown suit or so. And we come to find out that she was on a photo shoot earlier during this period of time. Julie Kelly put this out and said, holy shit, the reason Kamala Harris was mostly MIA on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th slaughter kidnapping of Israelis is because she was doing a Vogue photo shoot. It appears she wore the cover ensemble to the tree digging, if you can call it that, stunt with Dougie. Absolutely. So she was very, very busy on a photo shoot, you know, during the anniversary where more than 1,200 men and women and children, including 46 Americans on October 7th, were taken hostage, killed, and raped. I mean, really think about this for a second. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. And this tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is everyone has now seen the CBS interview on 60 Minutes, and now everyone realizes that CBS interfered in the elections by not just modifying a couple of words, they replaced her entire sentence, so she answered twice to the same exact question. And this is a manipulation of what she said during an election year. And now we have Trump, who's saying we should have the transcript and saying the license should be taken away from CBS. We have several U.S. senators that are calling this week for CBS News to release the full 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris. John Thune put this out on X and said, "If the Harris campaign stands by all the vice president's comments, that I'm not sure why they wouldn't support releasing the full interview. In fact, their refusal to join these calls only raises more questions," and it absolutely does. Senator Ted Cruz said on the Verdict podcast this week that the deceptive edit raises the question of what else they left out of the interview. They tried to help her out, and they actually got caught, he says, which I gotta say, I think has done real damage to their credibility going forward. And he's absolutely right. So where is the full unedited interview? Why are they so afraid of releasing it? I wonder what else she has said. Now, every day that passes and every day they push Kamala onto another interview stage or a town hall stage, it just makes it worse and worse for her. And this is what the people are seeing. She decided to go on Univision, and number one, she was caught using a teleprompter. And as soon as Univision realized, holy crap, people could see the teleprompter, they made it go black. Why would she need a teleprompter when she's doing a town hall? Because everything is scripted for her, because she doesn't know how to speak. She can't speak on her own. So she needs everything scripted. And think about it. We first saw it happen during one of her speeches in a rally where her teleprompter went out and people went, holy crap, she doesn't know what to say. She's trapped. Then we saw it happen during the interviews because we saw the interviews being edited. Then we saw it with 60 Minutes. Now we're seeing it with Univision. I mean, every place she goes and everything they make her do, it's actually destroying her, not helping her. And every time she speaks to a crowd, depending who the crowd is, she changes her accent. Now, since she's speaking to Latinos, she's become Spanish. Robbie Starbuck put this out on X and said the following, "As a rep from the Latino delegation, I'd just like to say, Kamala Harris, caliente, please just stop. This is dumber than when you called us Latinx." Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Kamala Harris, she received poor job performance reviews when she worked as a civil lawyer for the city of San Francisco. And this is according to city documents. She took a job with the city of San Francisco after she resigned from the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, and she led a poorly organized coup to overthrow Deputy Attorney General Daryl Solomon. And on a scale from 1 to 5, Harris only got a 2 on whether she was thorough, helpful, and proactive, and only a 3 on whether she showed good judgment. Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. But you could see the deep state players, the D party, they're panicking like we've never seen before. Clandestine put this out, and he's pointing to Cenk. Cenk says just 4 days later, Trump has definitely taken the lead. When asked how she would be different than Biden, Harris said she would do the same thing. Terrible answer. When asked what she would do in the White House, she said she's not Trump. Terrible answer. Big trouble ahead. So they're panicking right now. Clandestine responded to this and said, the Dems are in shambles. Panic is setting in. Running a campaign on vibes and joy can only get you so far. Kamala is failing to produce results because she is a terrible candidate. She's actually a candidate that they created. She was never a real candidate. It's an illusion. Kamala's recent media tour is doing substantial damage, and even the Dems are admitting it. So who decided to put her out there? Because they know who she is. They know exactly how she reacts. They know, and I believe Obama knows this from the very, very beginning, that this would be terrible. Just like with Biden, when he brought him out to the LA fundraiser, then he brought Biden in and had to grab his arm, and then how they said, hey, you know what? It would be a great idea if we went out of the debate system and have a debate on June. And you know what? Let Biden go out there. There'll be no earpiece, no questions given to him. He's on his own. They did this on purpose. You think they're doing the same thing right now? It's starting to look that way. So Obama is out there on the campaign trail. He's speaking to many people. Some of them are black men. And he's insulting black men who are on the fence about Kamala, saying, listen, you have to vote for her because you're black. She's black. Well, I thought she was Indian, but they're making her black for some reason. And then he really breaks down afterwards and says, you're not actually voting for her because she's a woman. This is absolutely ridiculous. No, it has nothing to do with that. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Barack Obama sounds the alarm, says energy is down with black men. That seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. He then says black men should vote for Kamala because she knows the struggles of being black. Pure identity politics from Obama. Absolutely. Then Obama said something very, very interesting. He says, some think I remember that the economy when he first came in being pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good because it was my economy. It wasn't something he did. And he's talking about Trump. I spent 8 years cleaning up the mess that Republicans had left me. So wait a minute. What does this have to do with Kamala? Yeah, I know he's on the campaign trail. But again, this is not his economy right now. This is Kamala's economy. He's not the president right now. Or is he now running and telling people, I can make the economy better? Well, how can he make the economy better? He can't be president. Can he substitute somebody else for Kamala? Maybe. But you have to remember, Obama's economy was notoriously sluggish. Fuel prices were very high. And he bailed out all the banks, bailed out the automobile makers, and printed a lot of money that caused a lot of the problems that we're seeing today. Plus, if you look at Obamacare, 50% of his centers for Obamacare went bankrupt, and Obamacare was very, very expensive. And he was forcing people to take it. So was his economy that great? No, they manipulated the unemployment numbers. They manipulated quite a bit. But is the big question here is the black population actually going along with this? No, they're not. He knows it. Rob Smith put this out on X. Take a listen to what he said here.
Sorry, Obama. I'm a black man, and I'm voting for Donald Trump for president, and there is no amount of lecturing or bullying or shaming that you can do that is going to make me change that decision. I am not afraid to vote for Kamala Harris because she is a woman. I refuse to vote for Kamala Harris because she has spent the last 4 years destroying this country. She has spent the last 4 years throwing up the borders to illegal immigrants. She has spent the last 4 years destroying this economy. We have seen over the past couple of months that she is not fit to be president. She can barely speak. She can't articulate a vision. And actually, she's pretty stupid. And if you think that I, as a black man, am going to let that waltz into the White House, that is going to get my vote because you're lecturing me and you're bullying me, and you may be the surrogate black dad for a lot of fatherless black boys that are running around this country, but I got a dad, I know who he is, and it ain't you. I'm voting for Donald Trump for president. Take it or leave it. Sorry, Obama.
So that should tell you everything you need to know. They have lost the black population. They have lost the men. They're trying desperately to get the white man vote or just the men to vote for Kamala. But again, doesn't matter if you're a man, you're a woman. When you destroy the economy, when you open the borders and you take jobs away and crime is running rampant in all the cities and we're on the precipice of war and you lie to the people about it all, doesn't matter if you're a man, doesn't matter if you're a woman. When you're doing a sucky job, guess what? People know. People know that you're lying about what's really going on. So why would anyone vote for you? Man, woman, makes no difference. That's what people are now seeing. That's what people are making decisions about. Think about Trump. Well, I'm going to make the economy better. I'm going to remove all these taxes. Taxes on tips, overtime, those people that work abroad. You can write off your car loan. He continually does this. He says we're going to have energy, going to bring down energy costs. Can Kamala say any of these things? No. It goes against everything that she's already done. Can she say she's going to shut the border and build the wall? No. Why can't she do that? Because their agenda, her agenda, which is Obama's agenda, which is the deep state's agenda, is the opposite of all of this. Trump has trapped them in all of it. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He says, Obama admits a total lack of enthusiasm for Kamala, especially with black men. I think Obama will be voting for me because he doesn't like the fact that Kamala is an extremely low IQ person, which is very, very interesting. They said low IQ person. There's one post that has low IQ, and that is post 1627, June 28, 2018. Down below, it talks about low IQ Maxine, but below that, it says they know exactly what they're doing. So this is very, very interesting. Remember, Kamala, who's a woman running for president, she has two men on the campaign trail telling men to vote for the woman. But if she's a strong woman president, why does she need the two men? Think about that for a second. Plus, the men, the women of this country, are much smarter than Obama and everyone else gives them credit for. They know when they're being hoodwinked. You see, Trump woke the population up. The population, they see it now. They get it. They understand it. Which means, what is their real strategy? Because it says they know exactly what they're doing. So is their strategy to replace Kamala? Because remember, think about it. When they replaced Biden, could they jump over Kamala? No. People wouldn't accept it. They'd say, well, wait a minute. She's the vice president. You just jumped over and now you're bringing someone else in? Oh, I don't think people would have accepted it. So I think that they had to go to Kamala no matter what. They had to boost her up before the Democratic National Convention. That's why they used all the fake polls. They used everything they had to boost her up, to make it seem like she's the person. Now they know the illusion that they created was never going to last. It was going to fall apart, especially when she started speaking. And I think they put her out there to actually destroy herself. So at this point, are they going to try to do the old switcheroo? Now, they have two choices. They switch her out, and hopefully the people accept it. And I think the only way that people can accept it is if Kamala has some type of illness where she says, listen, I have cancer. It runs in my family, and I'm going to have to step down from running for president, but I would like to nominate Michelle Obama. Can they replace Kamala, who's a black woman, who's not really a black woman, but they convince us she's a black woman, with another black woman who's really a man? Can they replace Tim Walz? Remember, I think they picked the worst of the worst, so it makes it very, very easy to replace him with who? Maybe Hillary Clinton. Now, again, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it looks like they're trying to build up to this. They're also trying to build up for post-election, because they know Trump has the votes. They know they have to create the ballots. They don't have the votes. They need some votes so they can make up the difference with the ballots. But if they don't have the votes, they're going to have to make it up with all ballots, which is going to be completely impossible. And this is why Trump says, let's make it too big to rig. So they know they have a choice to make. Either they can bring someone else in and hopefully they can recover from this and people will vote. And I'm talking about the D party. This has nothing to do with Republicans. It has nothing to do with independents. They're talking to their D party. They just want enough votes from their D party. They want to stop the bleeding of the D party going over to the Republican Party or the Independent Party. And remember, they also have RFK on some of the ballots. They have Jill Stein on some of the ballots and others on the ballot. So they're also competing with those people. So they just need someone in there that can get enough votes where they can make up the difference with the ballots. Because with Kamala, it's completely and utterly impossible to do. And I do believe they're going to maybe give it a go. If they can't give it a go, they will then go to the post-rigging. And they will put everything they have into that. Now, what's very interesting is we know there's going to be a lot of surprises coming. I think October surprises, November surprises, probably even December surprises. I wouldn't be surprised. It's amazing how that just came together. But anyhow, it looks like Judge Shukin, she has agreed to unseal Jack Smith's evidence against Trump in an October surprise. Julie Kelly put this out and said the following. As expected, and with the ink barely dry, on Donald Trump's request to prevent the public docketing of Jack Smith's unsealed evidence appendix to his massive immunity motion, Shukin denies the request, reiterates the election is of no consideration to her, and then stays her decision for 7 days so Trump's lawyers can seek judicial relief on the matter. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. And you could see why the D's are panicking like we've never seen before. Because remember, they built a candidate out of nothing. She's not a real candidate. It's an illusion. It's always been an illusion. And yes, they use the poll makers. They use the fake news. They use the corrupt politicians to push the illusion. Everything that we know today, everything they do, I'm talking about these, is an illusion. The illusion of a pandemic, an illusion of the bioweapons going to cure you, the illusion of everything that they have done. And when you look at the poly market, you can see that Trump now is at 54 and Harris is at 45. Every day that passes, Trump goes up, Kamala goes down. Political polls, once again, is doing a poll. At this point in time, almost 54,000 people voted in it, and Kamala's numbers are dropping like a rock. This time around, Trump has 74%, Kamala has 23%. It's getting worse and worse for Kamala. I do believe if they keep her going, her numbers are going to be probably in the teens. And I do believe that these are the most accurate polls compared to what the deep state is throwing at you. Because again, they're going to create a narrative to convince you of something that's happening when it's really not. And when you look at when Elon did a poll of almost 7 million people, the political polls, when they keep asking and other people keep asking, you can see the real numbers are actually coming out now. The measurable shift in support towards Trump, reflected in both private and public polls, is occurring at the worst possible time for Harris as voters are now receiving their absentee ballot. Think about this for a second. And this is why the Dems right now, and this is coming out of Axios, this is why the Dems won't commit to certifying a Trump win. Remember, Raskin was out there letting everyone know that we might see a civil war. And the only way they can stop the certification is to have some type of emergency. They just can't say we're not certifying because we don't believe the results. It won't work. Because again, they took that ability away from themselves. Trump tricked them. Yes, he tricked them with Pence. Yes, Pence is not who you think he is. They tricked the deep state. This is why Trump, when he was on, I think he was on a podcast, and they asked, hey, what's the nickname for Pence? He says, I'm not giving him one. There's a reason for this. Remember, certain individuals, you're going to see later on that they had to do what they had to do. Because remember, this is about taking back the country. Remember DeSantis? Remember when he was debating? How come he doesn't sound like a fool anymore? How come he has everything together? Think about it. Does it make sense now? I do believe in the end, we're going to find out that these people were all part of the mission to take back this country. And sometimes people, yes, they'll give up their reputation. They'll give up everything to save this country. And if you don't think so, go back to our founding fathers. They gave up their wealth, their farms, their family to fight for what? Freedom. You think these people are going to be like, oh my God, I want to give my reputation. I don't want people to call me names. No, if they're going to fight for freedom and they're going to take back their country, they would gladly give it up. Just like Trump is giving up everything. and they keep hitting them over and over and over. So yes, people would absolutely do this. And you can see that the mainstream media, they're planting the idea that they're not going to certify. They know their internal polling is really bad. They know that Kamala doesn't have a chance. They know they can't win with the ballots at this point. So they're building the narrative up that Trump cheated somehow, some way. And they're going to actually have to create the event showing how Trump cheated, how he got assisted from a foreign government. This is what they're going to do. I think in the end, this is all going to fail big time. And that brings us to something that's very, very interesting. Because DOD Kathleen Hicks issued a new directive of authorizing military use lethal force when assisting local law enforcement in its operation. So the DOD directive titled DOD Intelligence and Intelligence Related Activities and Defense Intelligence Component Assistance to Law Enforcement Agencies and Other Civil Authorities granted extensive new powers to the federal government. The new provisions within the directive expand the circumstances under which the DOD can assist law enforcement, including the use of lethal force. Now, that's very interesting. Now, I do believe the military, they have already been activated. The military can operate on U.S. soil. And I just want to go back to Post 2460, November 7th, 2018. And there's a link to Wikipedia, which is Martial Law, the Posse Comitatus Act. And it says, and this is the part that's highlighted in this post, or in response to chaos associated with the protest and mob action, Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution states, the privilege of the writ habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. Then we have Post 4521. Down below it says the following. The Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops to police state elections in former Confederate states, prescribes the role of the Army and Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Key exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act. Pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of the Posse Comitatus Act, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. So that is very, very interesting. And the other thing which is interesting is out of the Washington Post, it says Trump is requesting military aircraft and vehicles during the final weeks of the campaign amid the Iranian threats. So this request is extraordinary and unprecedented. No nominee in the history has been ferried around in military planes ahead of the election. But the request came after Trump's campaign advisors received briefings where the government said Iran is still actively plotting to kill him. So that is very interesting. And the request is the use of military vehicles and aircraft and restricted airspace over his residence and rallies now. So he's bringing the military into focus. They've changed some of the rules of how the military then can be used in with law enforcement, which means they're going to move National Guard and others to key locations to work with law enforcement. I think we've seen this in posts before. And I do believe that when these illegals are activated and they're part of the invasion, they're part of the troops of the deep state where they're going to burn, destroy, and probably attack the Capitol, I don't think it's going to go the way they think it's going to go. And that reminds me of Post 23, November 1st, 2017. Military intelligence has the same SAPs as NSA, CIA, etc. as designated post 9/11. Why is this relevant? Who can be held hostage and controlled? CIA thinks its foreign offshore assets are stronger enough to defend against the U.S. executive, not accounting for military use on domestic soil. Why does the Constitution explicitly grant this authority to the president, and what is it to prevent? They knew our agencies would grow in power so much so they can hold the executive hostage or engage with bad actors. Trump nominated someone new to direct every agency but one. He, controls the top. So the military intelligence is above NSA, CIA, and the rest. The military is controlled by Trump because he's the commander in chief. I do believe he's getting prepared and ready for what is coming. And what is coming? I do believe it's the storm. And you can see the deep state players, they're going to be pulling out all the stops. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know that once the people see that they are the majority, the counterinsurgency is complete and the mission to take back this country begins. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.